Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump issued a major disaster declaration for the devastating fires still burning in Northern and Southern California. The declaration expedites federal aid to help those most affected. To talk about that aid now is Brandi Richard, a spokesperson with FEMA in Sacramento. Brandi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First, this disaster declaration from the president came several days after the fires started. He's gotten some criticism for that. Does the timing of this declaration impact FEMA's ability to help provide help to people in need?
Absolutely not. We have been on the ground since the 8th when the fires actually started, supporting the state and local officials in ways that they requested to provide shelters and support for individuals who are there. We have not started the disaster recovery centers yet, so there is not yet a physical location where individuals can come and talk to us about their disaster recovery. Those will be forthcoming, and now that we have a major disaster declaration signed, those will be put in place.
You mentioned right now this immediate recovery is still in the hands of state and local government, but as the long-haul effort gets underway and FEMA gets more involved, are y'all going to set up temporary housing? Are there going to be trailers for these evacuees because there's so many people who are losing their homes or being forced from their homes?
You know, we've already started working on the temporary housing mission with the state. And so I can't give you specifics on which housing options they will use, but we're definitely having those conversations and we'll start to implement those programs.
There is no sign yet of these fires letting up. So when FEMA is dealing with these long-term events, how does the agency staff for them? How do you manage and prepare when the disaster is ongoing and there's no immediate sign of the fires ending?
You know, we have lots of reservists available to come to the disaster here. Some of them may cycle in and out, but we will have a presence here until the recovery mission is complete.
And how long do you expect that to be?
You know, it takes a while. I know that we were just finishing up the recovery mission that we did and for the wildfires last year a little bit earlier this year. So we expect to be here for the long haul. But that's why we do this work, and we're here to support our citizens.
Brandi Richard is a spokesperson with FEMA in Sacramento. Brandi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.